The ring was freshly watered, and the mud was warm and wet. The air in Pinky's tavern smelled of beer and smoke and sweat, and the crowd was there to see the long-awaited wrestling bout of Martha Stewart and Barbara Walters, the tickets all sold out. The room shot up like cannon fire, and we shouted with delight as Barb and Martha came out, oiled up and primed to fight. And Miss Stewart wore an evening gown with thin yet tasteful straps. Barb was dressed for business in a cape and leather chaps. She raised her arm and balled her fist and eyed the restless horde. She grabbed a frosty mug of ale and down the hat she poured. Martha gave a dainty wave and stepped into the mud. And Barbara dove above the ropes. They came down with a thud. Midst the taunts and ballyhoo, the two commenced the fray, till none could tell the two apart, that thick veneer of clay. 'Twas chaos till a sound, alas, no one could deign mistake, that lispy voice from deep within that steaming muddy lake. "Say your prayers, you wretched woke," she yelled in fevered pitch, and body slammed old Martha down, did make an awesome ditch, and climbing to a corner post did leap a mighty height, and sailed above poor Martha like a cow chip launched in flight. The awestruck crowd was silent as they saw Barb hit the floor, and they watched a boiling skirmish few had likely seen before, till one arose at round's end, painted head to toe in brown. She stood and held what seemed to be a tattered evening gown. The spew of cheers did pierce the room as Barbara took that rag and tied it to a cue stick and waved it like a flag. With Martha's mud-caked body pinned beneath her booted sole, said, "Wet this be a wesson, you fweakin' whittle twoll." As Barbara left the ring, she turned and belted one last growl, and someone pulled Miss Stewart up and wrapped her in a towel. We'd had our fill of carnage now and filed home to rest, as Pinky and the bouncers stayed to clean up what we'd messed. And you can bet I'm heading back to Pinky's Friday night. I'll be ringside for the Jesse Helms and Richard Simmons fight.
Now you got it, boy. knows how to shake that thing, mess around. I declare she can mess around.
Yeah! for something new. But baby, please, I ain't no cheese. How you like them pins and yow?
Oh, voodoo. do me up. Gotta get clean from a little buttercup. Just be,
just be,
just be,
just be.
Well, you just don't treat me right. You like to try in the morning and see you late at night.
Ah! Hey, 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 hey.
Shop, gonna have a do me up. Gotta get clean for my little
bag.
lovers only.
I had to leave town for a little while. I know there's been some carrying on. Oh,
way up around her knees. My baby, why her dress so short? Had come way up above her knees. Says she's gonna show her big fine leg to just anybody she please. Watching you too, I looked across the street. There stood nobody but you, wearing that short dress, baby. Come way up above your knees. Well, you say you're gonna show your big fine leg to just anybody you please.
Thank you. style, and even an eternal smile. There's something he can't see. There's something he can't see. I wonder what's wrong. Baby just cares for, he just says his prayers for, my baby just cares for me.
It's a new song you never heard before, unfolding to you both the same. And it takes time, but you can get that step, because loving is a slow dance, and your feet seem to fall in place. And there's no one else out there on the floor. There's room for every weave and spin. And when the dance is over, you ask for just one more, and then the band plays your song again. If it's true love, then you can live on that tune long after the music fades away. Because romance is a slow dance, and your feet seem to fall. It's a slow dance, and your feet seem to fall in place.